Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. A little boy went to church with his mother, and the title of the sermon that day was, What is a Christian? The service starts, and when it's time for the sermon, the minister at the pulpit, throughout his sermon, kept hitting the pulpit, What is a Christian? So periodically, you would hear this. And the little boy turned to his mother and said, Do you know, Mom? Do you know what a Christian is? And she said, Shh, be still and listen. Sermon continues. What is a Christian? Hits the pulpit. Sermon ends. And now he thunders. What is a Christian? And the little boy stands up. Tell him, Mama, tell him, please. Well, what is a Christian? How would you answer that? How simply can you answer that? What is a Christian? Jesus, in this particular gospel, really goes for it. And he really gets everyone's attention because he begins by using the word hate. Unless you hate your mom and dad and brother and sister and neighbors and friends and whoever, you can't follow me. And then Jesus says, unless you carry your cross, you can't follow me. Well, he said the word cross for a reason. This Gospel of Luke was written during a time of persecution, of torture and martyrdom. And those who were being executed were being executed on a cross. So when Jesus says, unless you carry your cross, I mean, that's huge. It is your entire life he's talking about. So he has their attention, and he goes on to get a little specific about how to live life. You got to plan ahead. You got to step out in faith, but you got to be ready. You have to know how much wood you need to build a house. You need to know how big an army you really do have. If you see an army coming toward you that's twice as big, well, then maybe you should ask for peace. But then Jesus says, give up all your possessions. Not some, all. He has our attention too, doesn't he? So what is Jesus asking of us? What is Jesus asking? If you were to wear a cross into Target or CVS or Vons or Trader Joe's, and someone said to you, you're wearing a cross, that means you're a Christian? What does that mean? How would you answer? So what has become a way in you to live out your call as a Christian? So what is Jesus asking of us to live out our call when he says, give up all your possessions? The basic is not to be possessed by your possessions. But of course, there's more to it than that. What about giving up our need to acquire, to always have more? So let's take what Jesus is saying and see how user-friendly it really is in a very serious way. So when I think of the rummage sale, for instance, and I know that I gave up some things to the rummage sale, I gave up things that I wasn't wearing anymore. Oh, I've not worn this for a couple years. Or I gave up something in the kitchen. Gosh, I haven't used that. So I give it to the rummage sale. I gave up things that I didn't miss at all. But suppose I chose something that this looks really nice. Somebody would really appreciate this as much as I do. And that's what I give to the rummage sale. So Jesus is inviting us to consider, what do we have? What do we need? And how do we really let go and let God use us? And what about giving up our need to be successful, or giving up our need to look good and just do something that we feel is the right thing to do, no matter what anyone thinks of us? And what about giving up jealousies or the need to compare? And what about, especially now, giving up labels, stereotyping other people? What about giving up prejudice of any kind? So Jesus invites a very serious moment for us to see within ourselves, what more can I be and do? If you know computers, we can sometimes choose to upgrade our operating system. A computer can be working fine without an upgrade, but sometimes we choose to upgrade, and in doing that, we can actually do more and do more in an efficient and even a better way. So the invitation today is actually an invitation to become more even the Christian that you are, to allow yourself to be upgraded to an even more intense relationship, so to speak. If you were a fish in a bowl and you wonder what this water is, that water is your life. For us, life is grace. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, this call that we're hearing, this call to discipleship, is a gift of grace, inseparable from grace. We cannot live without God. We are in it like a fish in a fishbowl. So how do we do this upgrade and live out what we heard in the gospel today? We live and choose to be in grace. So what is a Christian? It includes living in grace. In your pews, there's a Book of Common Prayer. It has a cross on it. It's not the hymnal. It's the other book, and it's not the Bible. This is part of our history. And in our baptismal covenant, on page 304, you can open it or just listen, we hear some of the ingredients of what it is to be a Christian. And a Christian, us who've been baptized, follow the apostles' teaching and fellowship. Today, Get Connected Sunday is fellowship. This helps us grow and become more, because in it together we are more. In the breaking of bread and in prayers, this is what happens on a Sunday morning. This kind of coming together, this is what helps us answer the question, what is a Christian? A Christian is someone who resists evil and returns to Jesus when we're tired or realize we have failed. A Christian especially proclaims by word and example the good news. What is the good news? It is the way of love. It is the upgrading to love. A Christian seeks and serves Christ in all persons, loving neighbor as self. And a Christian strives for justice and peace among all people and respects the dignity of every human being. So today, what is a Christian? I'm sharing with you a variety of ways to answer that question. How do you own it for yourself? How would you answer someone? And lastly, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Amen.